This next question is from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, really focused on prevention. 90% of addiction begins in adolescence, but we're doing very little nationally to prevent addiction before it begins. Two of the largest national programs, the Safe and Drug-Free Schools Program and the National Youth Anti-Drug Media Campaign to teach teens about the risks of abusing drugs and alcohol, have been defunded, resulting in a 48% decrease in prevention funding over the past decade. If elected, how would you make prevention a priority, and would you pledge to restore these cuts?
Let me ask a question. If I'm teaching the sixth grade, I need to have money to tell kids not to do drugs? I don't get that. I'm going to give you talking points, and all you got to do is get, you're the teacher, you get up in front of sixth graders, and you once a week you say, let me tell you something, don't do drugs. Okay? But that's what we need to be doing, and all this money that we have to spend to get that done, I have to find out what we're spending the money on. I mean, if we're spending the money on ads or things like that, it's fine. But, you know, we don't need to give a school teacher money or training to tell a kid, don't get on drugs. Now, if somebody can convince me that we need money, I'm willing to listen, but I haven't figured it out yet. Frankly, I've found that, the schools are so busy right now that we have a hard time getting their attention to even adopt this program. And this is not good. The other program that we have in the schools that we just put in, this is one I'm really excited about. If you are a business and you adopt either a faith-based or a value-based organization, and you adopt a school, for every dollar you spend to train your people in mentorship, we will match it in the state of Ohio by $3. Now, let me tell you why that matters. Everybody who has a mentor ends up doing better. And if you get mentors in the schools telling kids about their potential, about what education is, about the fact that they're loved, about the fact that they got great potential, that changes everything. Then people don't mess around with drugs. Now, that's a program we're spending money on. If I could become convinced we need to have all this money, you know, fine. But I frankly think this is something we should be handling right at the state and the local level. And I don't say that because, you know, I got to make some points here. I'm just telling you that your local school board ought to make a commitment to having teachers tell kids to stay off the drugs. And I'm taking it to higher education now. And I can promise you our higher education folks are going to respond effectively to this.